A very pleasant good morning to you. These are morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Archdeacon Keith Cartwright, Archdeacon of the Turks and Caicos Islands and the Southern Bahamas, and the priest at St. Agnes Church in Grantstown, New Providence. Today is the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, Teacher of the Faith. Let us pray. Everlasting God, you so kindle the flame of holy love in the heart of Blessed Catherine of Siena, as she meditated on the passion of your Son, our Savior, that she devoted her life to the poor and to the sick and to the peace and unity of your church. Grant that we may also share in the mystery of Christ's death and rejoice in the revelation of his glory, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's reading comes to us from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 13 through 34. St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 34. One of the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And he said to him, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" He said to them, "Watch and guard yourself against the spirit which is always wanting for more. For even if a man has an abundance, his life does not come from his possessions." And then he spoke a parable to them. "The land, he said, of a rich man bore good crops. He kept thinking what he would do. 'What will I do?' he said, 'because I have no more room to gather in any more of my crops.' So he said, 'This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and I will build bigger ones, and I will gather there all my corn and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many good things laid up for many years. Take your rest, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.' But God said to the man, 'Thou fool, this night your soul is demanded from you, and the things you prepared, who will get them all? So is he who heaps up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.' Jesus then said to his disciples, 'I therefore tell you, do not worry about your life, about what you are to eat, or what you will wear, or what you will do with your body, for your life is something more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. See how they do not sow or reap. They will have no storehouse or barn, but yet your heavenly Father feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying about it, can add a few days to his span of life? If then you cannot do the littlest thing, why worry about the other things? Look at the lilies. See how they grow. They do not work, they do not spin, but yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. If God so clothes the grass in the field, which is here today and which tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? Do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink. Do not be tossed about in a storm of anxiety. The peoples of the world seek for all these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, because it is your Father's will. He will give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make yourselves purses which never grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where a thief does not come near and a moth does not destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is the word of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, and she was the youngest of 25 children of a wealthy family in Siena in Italy. At age 6, she had a life-changing vision where she saw one blessed Lord, where she saw our blessed Lord with St. Peter, St. Paul, and St. John, and where our Lord smiled on her and blessed her. Then she spent most of her time in prayer and meditation as a young girl. But in the year 1366, we are told by St. Catherine that the Lord Jesus himself appeared to her again, this time with the Blessed Virgin Mary and the heavenly host. After this, St. Catherine became a nurse and became a Dominican nun, where she worked tirelessly caring for the sick, especially those with leprosy and cancer. She was a courageous worker among the sick, particularly when they had a severe plague, and among the prisoners condemned to death. But exhausted and paralyzed, Catherine died at the young age of 33 in the year 1380 in Siena in Italy. My dear friends, when we look at the life of St. Catherine, it is no accident that the church uses the scripture lesson of St. Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 34, which contains in it the parable of the rich fool as one of the lessons for St. Catherine's day. In the scripture lesson, Jesus laid down what he thought his followers' attitude should be towards material things. Jesus had something to say to those who had plenty possessions, and he certainly had something to say to those who did not have many possessions. Firstly, to those who are rich, Jesus spoke the parable of the rich fool, and two things stand out in this parable. One, the rich fella never saw beyond himself. The rich fella never saw beyond himself. You know, there's no parable in all of scripture which has more full words like I and me and mine and my. There's no other parable in the scriptures like this one. The rich fool was aggressively self-centered. When this man had so many goods and things, it never entered his mind. Never entered his mind to give away something. His whole attitude was to get even more. Instead of finding some happiness in giving away, all he was interested in was being, what we say in the Bahamas, gravelicious. You know, the famous priest, John Wesley, had a very, very good rule of life. And his rule of life was to save all he could and give away all he could. So when he was at Oxford, he made a salary of £30 per year. He lived on £28 and gave away two. But when his salary increased to £60 per year, he still tried to live on £28 per year. But now he gave away the rest, £32. Then when he made £90, he kept living off of the 28, and at that time he gave away £62. You know, the Romans had a proverb which said that money is like seawater. The more a man drinks, the more thirstier he becomes. Jesus said this was the reverse of what we ought to be doing as followers of him. And then secondly, the rich fool never saw beyond this world. All of his plans were based on life here on earth and no place else. You have to prepare yourself, my friends, for life hereafter. life after this earth. The man who never remembers that there is another world is destined someday for the grimmest of grim shocks. And then Jesus had something to say to those who had very few possessions. In this passage, he forbids anxious thought and worry. Not that Jesus was encouraging us to live a shiftless and reckless life. What he tells us is to do the best we can and leave the rest to God. He tells us that if God can look after the birds and the flowers, how much more will he look after us? He tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Bend your life to obeying God's will each and every day, and then leave the rest to God. Far too many of us spend all of our lives heaping up things which by nature cannot last. And so, friends, we need to work for the things that will last forever. Things that you need not leave behind when death comes, when you leave this world, but things that you could take with you into eternity. Saint Catherine certainly did just that. Her example is for us still today. Let us remember that in our lives, focus on the things that will endure. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you very much, my dear friends, brothers and sisters. I hope that this short devotion would have been of some special benefit spiritually to you. I look forward in hearing from you again tomorrow. God bless you. Enjoy your day. And if you are able, please share this devotion with your family and friends. Good day.